Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, and beyond. Listener supported radio for open ears. I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm from Hudson.
Hi, I'm Jada. I'm in Florida, and I can't wait for summer.
And we're here every week talking about books.
Books we love, books we hate, and bookish things.
That's what we'll do today. I'm excited for summer too because I get to see Jada, which will be awesome. So exciting. It's been too long, Jada. I hear you every week, but I don't see you every week.
Yeah.
It's not the same. That's exciting. It's been feeling like summer up here. It's been a warm couple weeks.
It always feels like summer. Summer here is defined by no school.
Yeah. So you finished school for the year?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. They do it earlier in the South, but you also go back earlier usually.
Yeah, so that we can spend hot summer days inside and enjoy summer when it's not extremely burning.
Cool. Well, I hope you do enjoy it. And I look forward to seeing you when you get up here. But in the meantime, we should talk about some books. What did you want to talk about today?
So I've been reading and rereading a lot of the same books recently. I reread The Penderwicks, which is a book about this family going on summer vacation at this house somewhere. I don't remember exactly where, but and then they have adventures with the next door neighbor's nephew or son. No, the son, and they have a lot of cool adventures together. And then there's another book I like called Counting by Sevens by Holly Goldberg Sloan, and it's about this genius girl who is in love with gardening and science, who was adopted and then her parents die in a car crash, and then she ends up living with this one kid at her high school with her family. Her mom runs a nail salon and they're Vietnamese, and she also ends up living with her school counselor because that works out somehow. And I can't really tell all the details about it, but it's a very interesting book and I would recommend it to anyone.
Oh, I haven't read either of those. They both sound good as a first read. What do you like about them on reread? Like, what makes for a good reread?
Me, if I like the story and there's more things that you can read into, more ways that you could imagine things happening, and it's not like a basic storyline, because when it is, they have to have really good details in it for me to go back. But if it has enough details, then you want to go back and remember them because the story's not the same without all of them.
I'm not much of a rereader. There are some books that I've read again, but most of them are books that I read as a kid that I'm now reading as an adult. Although there's some that I've read as an adult that I could picture rereading someday, but it is fun going back to old favorites, especially if they're not fresh in my memory or if they have just really interesting writing styles or dialogue. Like I recently had started A Wrinkle in Time, reading that with my niece. Although I don't know if she's finished it without me, but we started reading that and I'd read that before and was really enjoying the writing style of that and the characters and the dialogue. But yeah, I'm more of a one-time reader for most books. Would you say most books you reread at some point if you like them?
Yeah, if I like them, if I don't, then.
It seems like you do it a lot. That's cool. I could share a couple of books that I've read recently. Let's see. I guess I'll start with a sort of an interesting book because it's fairly long for a picture book, but I'd say it's like a mix between a picture book and a chapter book, but not quite an easy reader, if that makes sense. It's called The Hidden World of Gnomes by Lauren Saloy. And it's designed as sort of like an introduction and collection of facts about the secret lives of gnomes. And so it follows, kind of goes through the year and introduces you to the different moons that the gnomes recognize and celebrate, and also introduces you to different gnome characters and the different jobs that they perform or things that they're good at. And I just found it very charming and silly and fun and imaginative, and the pictures are really cute. But yeah, it's interesting trying to think of like who would this be a book for? Like what age group or what type of reader? Because I guess if you were a kid that was still enjoying picture books, but like pretty advanced in terms of either your reading or the sort of stories that you're interested in and like the length that the books can be, this might be a good pick. Or for somebody that is a chapter book reader that just wants a quick, fun, cute read, I could see it being for them too. But it's not an easy reader in the sense that it's not designed for people that are just learning to read independently. But yeah, it's really cute. So I think anyone that's into that sort of book will find it enjoyable. So that's The Hidden World of Gnomes by Lauren Saloy. And I'm curious if she will do other Hidden World books or if this is a one-off, if she just really likes gnomes. In the description for the book, it says she's been studying gnomes her whole life and she has created this book to share her knowledge with you. For example, what jobs do gnomes do? Babysitting robin's eggs? Squirrel tail fluffing? Storytelling? Where do they live? In gardens, forests, and any place with plants, birds, and bugs. What are their names? Hatchie Mossie, Abel Potter, Cobb Tiggy, and Puckleswift, to name a few. Very cute. And then I also read a couple or a few graphic novels recently. One of them is called Next Stop by Debbie Fong, and it's a debut graphic novel. It's a standalone graphic novel, and it's about a young middle schooler named Pia whose life has been turned upside down. Her family experienced a traumatic incident, and her family's suffering. Her mom is having a really hard time, as are the rest of them, and Pia's having trouble making friends in her new school. They've recently moved to a new town. And to help get her mind off of her troubles, her dad surprises her with a road trip, a bus trip to see a bunch of interesting, wacky roadside attractions. And they're supposed to go together, but at the last minute, her dad suffers an injury and can't go. But they decide that she can go on her own, because there's another adult and kid going that who they know, and they feel confident that she can be without them for the trip. So all of a sudden she's on her own on this trip, but with a group, a tour guide and a tour group full of people. And so it follows her on the journey and all these different roadside attractions they see. You get to meet all of the people she's traveling with, including a friend that she makes that's her own age. And it also deals with you get some flashbacks as you kind of uncover what has happened in their life that has brought them to where they are. And so it's got some tough topics, but also is a really fun road trip journey. And I really liked it a lot. That one was Next Stop by Debbie Fong. And then I also read a graphic novel memoir called The Circuit. And it's by Francisco Jimenez, and Celia Jacobs is the illustrator. And this is based on a memoir that Francisco Jimenez wrote previously. I forget when it first came out, but some time ago, that is about his experience coming from Mexico to the US. His family immigrated, came across the border, and about their work as migrant farm workers. And I had never read The Circuit before. It had been on my list, my ever-growing list for a long time, and just never got to it. And so when I saw that there was a graphic novel version, I was like, well, I'll dive into that one. I did read a picture book that he wrote called The Mariposa, or La Mariposa, which is the butterfly, that I really liked. And that is one of the stories within this graphic novel as well. But yeah, it's a very interesting book about the experience of a family of migrant farm workers and told from his perspective. So you get sort of his telling of the story, his experience of it, his memories. And I thought it was really well done and really interesting. I think my only question about it was the ending felt very sudden, and I'm not sure if that's just because that's how his book ends, because I haven't read the book, the novel version, or the full length written prose version. But I'm not sure if it's just that's how that ends, and so that's why it's so sudden, or if they're planning to make more. And so this is like a first part, but there's nothing that implies it being a first part in the version that I read. So that was my only critique of it, is that it felt like a very sudden ending. But I really enjoyed all of the stories, and I thought the graphic novel format worked really well for this tale. And so that's The Circuit by Francisco Jimenez with Celia Jacobs as the illustrator. And then one more graphic novel that I read is Night Stories, Folk Tales from Latin America, which is by Liniers. And this one is coming out next week, June 4th. And in this, he tells three Latin American folk tales that he heard growing up. And he does it through the frame of there's two kids, a brother and a sister, going to bed in bunk beds and telling each other stories and trying to tell each other scary stories, but trying to out-scary the other. And so one story is about Yara, a mermaid, or possibly a pink dolphin, who lures young men to her underground domain. That's from the Amazon basin. And then from Chile and Uruguay, there's the legend of La Lechuza, which is an enormous owl with the face of a woman who terrorizes people at dark. Sounds terrifying. And then the last one is Argentinian, and it's La Luz Mala, the bad light. And it's about this evil light that terrorizes people on the road. And so it's not very scary. It's not like scary stories to tell in the dark. But each time a story is told, the kids are like, I want something scarier than that. That wasn't very scary. They do get a little scared in the process. But I really like Lanier's artwork. I've liked his work before. And his work tends to, at least the ones I have read, have all leaned in the sort of more easy reader age group. They're a little shorter and seem geared towards that age. But yeah, I really like their art. If you haven't read anything by him before, you should check it out. His name's Liniers, and it's Liniers. So
Interesting
that is
name.
it. Yeah, I'm not sure the background of his name. And I'll just share one more book because I've shared a lot. So a young adult novel that I read recently is called True True. It's by Don P. Hooper, who was one of our guests on the Book Fest radio show that we did the day before the Hudson Children's Book Festival. And I really enjoyed this book. It's his debut novel, and it's about a 17-year-old named Gil, who is a black teen from Brooklyn, who is about to start school and start school in a Manhattan prep school that is almost entirely white. There are other students of color there, but they're definitely outnumbered. And it's about his experience in sort of both like straddling his two worlds, so his Brooklyn home life as well as his school life, and then also conflicts that he runs into at school that feel very racially based, and how he and other students stand up to the school, to fellow students, to parents of fellow students, to fight against the injustices that they see in their school. And it all really starts with there's a popular athlete who picks a fight with Gil and uses a horrible word in the process, calls him the N-word. And Gil, who I forget what is it? He does some martial arts, but I forget the specific martial arts he practices, but he ends up fighting this young man and his friends, and he gets caught on video, but of course only the part of the later part of the fight gets shared online. And so the administration accuses him of beating up these other students, and he gets put on probation, which is messing with his reason for coming to the school, is that it had a strong robotics program, and he got a scholarship, a partial scholarship, to be able to come to the school and participate in that. And the probation messes with his opportunities. And so it's an interesting story. It mixes in Sun Tzu's The Art of War, because he uses that as his guide for figuring out how to fight the fight in school. But yeah, it's a great story, very inspiring, also very realistic and disappointingly so. Like, you can definitely picture this happening in our world. But yeah, it's very inspiring seeing the students come together to fight back, stand up for themselves and each other. So that's True True by Don P. Hooper. And all of these, except for the one by Liniers, the Night Stories, Folk Tales from Latin America, are out already. So you can check them out from your library. You can find them wherever you get your books. But all great reads. I've been reading and reading and reading, and luckily everything has been good.
At this point, I'm going to have so many books on my to-read list that is going to be longer than my have-read list. And that's hard because I read a lot.
It's hard. They just keep making new books and ones that I want to read, and then it's hard to get to both the things that have been on your list forever and then the things that are new to your list at the same time. So that's why I read several books at the same time. Not exactly at the same time, but I alternate. Like, I'm currently reading a novel, a nonfiction book, an art book, a book of essays, short stories, and then picture books and a graphic novel. I'm basically always reading a graphic novel, but as long as they're different, like, I can't read multiple fiction books at the same time and really keep track. But if I'm reading, unless one is like an adult one and one's a kid's one, and then I can sometimes do it. But if I have different formats or different types of books, like nonfiction versus art book versus poems or fiction, I can mix it up, go back and forth. But anyway, what's next on your to-read list? Do you have anything you're most anticipating?
A bunch of sequels, and hopefully I find something cool and new to read.
Yeah.
Because I haven't been able to find too many fantasy.
Yeah, there's a lot. I just don't know what you have available to you where you are, but hope you can find some good stuff. And then when you get here, I can help find some things, I'm sure. I have a lot of things on my next up list, but because I'm reading like five books, I have to finish at least a handful of them before I move on. We'll see. But anyway, before we go for the day, I just want to remind everyone of a big save the date event for young readers out there. We have our Celebrate Summer Party coming up in July on Tuesday, July 9th. They'll be here at the library from 4 to 6. And we're going to have face painting, art making activities, pizza, and other treats. And we're going to have our backpack and book giveaway, as well as an opening for the Hudson City School District Student Art Show. So, a free event. Everybody's welcome. We hope you can come. Kick off summer. Feels like it's summer already, but we still have a few weeks until it's official here up in Hudson, New York. Again, that's our Celebrate Summer Party at the Hudson Area Library, Tuesday, July 9th from 4 to 6 p.m. It's geared towards youth, but all ages are welcome. And we hope to see people there. And we hope to see people all summer long at the library. And come see me and Jada as well, who will be volunteering with us this summer. Hooray! I can't wait. But anyways, on that note, we're going to go for the day. But we hope everyone out there listening has a great week filled with lots of quality reading time. And we'll be back next week to talk about some more books. Until then.
Happy reading!
What are you going to do? Don't buffet. I say what I know get any.